Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
For those who are living in limbo, waiting desperately to learn the fate of a loved one, especially to families of the hostages, you're not alone. We're working with partners throughout the region, pursuing every avenue to bring home those who are being held captive by Hamas. I can't speak publicly about all the details, but let me assure you, for me, as the American president, there's no higher priority than the release and safe return of all these hostages.
And he did it. It's done. Not all of them, but we got two. Got two hostages out of there today. They are in the custody of an Israeli general right now, a former Israeli general, I should say, who has met the mother and the daughter. I think you've seen their photograph. It's Judith and Natalie Ronan. They're Americans. They're from Chicago. And apparently the mom, Judith, I guess, she was feeling very poorly. And the Qataris, at the behest of Joe Biden and the Americans, were able to negotiate her release. And so now Hamas is crowing about how this makes Biden look bad because they keep their word or whatever. But yay us, you know. I mean, a lot of stuff has happened just between the time I got up this morning and now. It's incredible. This morning, freaking Jim Jordan, this lunatic, you know, a bully of a piece of dung, actually made me get up at like 7 o'clock so I could have coffee and then watch his 8 a.m. press conference. Really? Why did he do that to every reporter in D.C.? I mean, it's not like we don't have anything to watch here. It's not like Israel and Gaza is 7 hours, you know, ahead of us. I mean, you know, but no, he calls everybody to cover him because he likes to be on the TV. Yeah, because this press conference of his had absolutely no point to it whatsoever. But everybody had to show up for him. Everybody had to point cameras at him. Everybody had to shove microphones in his face so he could tell us absolutely nothing about anything. And then he submitted himself again as the Republican Party's nominee for Speaker of the House. And they voted a third time. And this time he did worse than the previous two times. The time last was what, Wednesday? He lost by 22 votes. And you know, you can only lose by four. He lost by 22. The first time when he held himself out as possible Speaker of the House, you know, like the best pick that the GOP had, he lost by 20 votes, can only lose four. And today he lost by 25 freaking votes. It's getting worse, not better. And you know why? First of all, there are a ton of Republicans who are finally, I don't know, growing a spine. It's like they're coming out of their ferrethood and they're becoming like bipeds now. They're actually developing, you know, vertebrae and, you know, a spine to go with it. It's pretty amazing. But you know why that's happening? It's happening because the threats are being made now to their family members. One of them, Ken Buck, a Republican from Colorado, said not only was he getting threatening emails and threatening phone calls in his offices, but he was evicted from his Colorado district office by an irate landlord who didn't like that he wasn't voting for Jim Jordan. And so he canceled his lease on his district. I mean, this is crazy. And then CNN got hold of a audio tape that is hair-raising. I mean, it's just who they are. It's what they do. I mean, these are the Republicans that are still like ultra MAGA. All they know how to do is bully and threaten and terrorize. I mean, we have terrorists in this country, too. We have people who are ate up with hostility, rage, anger, threats, that they literally will call somebody's wife and threaten somebody's wife because they don't like that Jim Jordan is unsuitable to be the Speaker of the House for any number of reasons. Any number. One, He's a legislator who never legislated anything. He's never introduced a piece of legislation. He's never gotten anything, you know, through Congress. He hasn't got anything to show for his 16 years in Congress, okay? He does fake impeachment hearings where his own witnesses come and testify, you got nothing over here. I don't even know what we're doing here because you got nothing. We got nothing. I got nothing to offer you. I got no evidence. I got no proof of any wrongdoing here. I just don't. So why are you asking me questions under oath that in front of the whole world? It's making you look stupid. It's making you look bad. Jonathan Turley even. Well, I have no proof that Biden did anything. I mean, it's pretty sad and it's pretty sick, okay? But on top of that, this is a guy who John Boehner, the previous, Speaker of the House, called a legislative terrorist. Now, why would John Boehner call Jim Jordan a legislative terrorist? Because, you know, you have serious people in Congress who, you know, most bills are created and worked through and agreed to in committees. That's what committees do. They do the hard work of legislating or creating a tax plan or a bill that they hope to, like the tax cuts for the wealthy. That happens in the Ways and Means Committee. Then you got the Appropriations Committee, and they come up with suitable sums of money for our awesome giant defense outfits, right? And they don't pay for it, never. Tax cuts, they don't pay for it. But this is what they do. And it's hard work. And then Jim Jordan would come along, and Jim Jordan would make sure that he corralled enough Republicans to kill that hard work that the appropriators did, or to kill that hard work that the legislators did, or to kill that hard work that the Ways and Means Committee did, or to, kill anything the Rules Committee came up with, or whatever. Anything that would move us forward, Jim Jordan, made sure died. Because this radical caucus of Gates and McCarthy and Jordan and Biggs and these people are interested in one thing and one thing only, and that is killing off democracy. Yeah, this is what they're interested in. And why would that be? Well, I think we've explained this 18,000 ways, and people understand it. I know, and when I say it, you'll go, that's right. Okay, the reason why. Because if Donald Trump can't have America, then nobody can. Occam's razor of explanations. KISS. Keep it simple, stupid. Because if Donald Trump can't have it, nobody can. They're going to burn it to the ground. And we've been saying this since Donald Trump was forced to leave the White House. Forced to leave and stole secrets and documents. Oh, and speaking of Donald Trump's, sycophants and his, guilty little band of thieves. So today, we're supposed to have a trial in Fulton County, Georgia next week. This was the Fannie Willis's RICO charges against 19 individuals. And we had two of them that peeled off, right? You had Sidney Powell and Ken Cheesebro, who peeled off and said they wanted a speedy trial. They wanted it as fast as possible. And Georgia guarantees that within a certain amount of days. And so October 23rd was going to be the start of the trial for Powell and Cheesebro. Now, Cheesebro is, he was charged with felonies to submit false documents, the fake electors and blah, 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 right? And so he pled guilty today. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Happy Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. We've got two hostages from Chicago back in the hands of, a democracy and their government, safe, sound, not a hair, harmed on their heads. And we got two guilty pleas in the last 2 days, one from Sidney Powell and one from Cheesebro, both pledging in exchange for the plea arrangement to testify in word and document against Donald Trump and his merry band of thieves who tried to steal a free and fair election. So that's good, right? But no trial. Sorry. I had my heart set on a trial. I did. But no trial. No. Not at least for these two that wanted the speedy trial. It's off. It's done. It's not happening. Because they pled guilty. So that's amazing. Okay, we have more on the Jordan thing. Right.